Well, good morning to Searching the Scriptures. Glad that you've tuned in, and hope that our study will be profitable as we open the Word of the Lord. If you'll turn to James chapter 2, that's the place we're going to be studying here this morning. I'm Danny McKibben, one of the fellows that preaches at the Pine Top Church of Christ. Glad that you've tuned in to be with us here this morning. Hope that you'll follow along as we study from the Word of God. It is the Word of God. When you study the Bible, it's the Word of God. And it tells us how we ought to go. It tells us God's will. It tells us, you know, the things that we need to know and how to live life. Certainly, this is a timely chapter and has been around for a couple thousand years. And certainly, it is the nature of God that God is not a respecter of persons. And that's what this passage deals with. It says there in verse 1, my brothers, do not have faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respecter of faces. That's from the modern King James versions. The old King James says the respect of persons. American Standard also says respecter of persons, but literally a respecter of faces. That is showing partiality. Other translations use the term partiality, using partiality. In other words, I look at you, I just don't like the way you look. Maybe it's because of the color of your skin. Maybe it's because the clothes you're wearing. Something from the outward circumstance. Well, you're making judgment based upon the outward appearance. And that's certainly not how God, of course, determines. Because God looks at character. God looks at character. And that's why partiality, prejudice or prejudging based upon some outward form, that's why it's wrong. It's unfair. You know, sometimes maybe, you know, I'm working in the garden and I've got old work clothes on, and maybe you would see me for the first time. Ah, wow, boy, he look at that. Wow, look at them shabby looking clothes, dirty clothes, blah, 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 and judge me as, you know, yeah, he's worthless, etc. Well, I've been working in the garden. Well, what do you expect? To wear a suit and tie, put on a tuxedo to go out and work in the garden, getting in there in the dirt, pulling weeds and all those types of things? Well, no. Now, that's why it's not fair to judge upon the outward look. A respecter of faces. For if there comes a gold-fingered man in a fancy clothing into your assembly, and there also comes a poor man in shabby clothing, and you have respect to him that has the fancy clothing, and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand there, or sit under my footstool. Do you not make a difference among yourselves, being and became judges with evil thoughts? Yeah, and that's why looking at the outward circumstance. You know, maybe here's somebody, they have, you know, some sort of defect in their body, and we reject them. Or here's somebody, they are very attractive, and so we accept them. I mean, it's not based upon the outward things. I think about what Martin Luther said, that he has a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Yes, we don't need to be judged by the color of our skin. We don't need to be judged if we have some blemishes or something like that, or suppose we have acne, or suppose we have some disfiguration. Well, we are rejected. That is not fair. It's not right. Now, content of character, yes, that does come in application. There in Acts chapter 10, Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Yeah, the content of your character. Yes, those who fear God and work righteousness, yeah, that's the ones that are going to be accepted. We're all going to be rejected because of sin. We all stand condemned, for all of sin comes short of the glory of God. So in that sense, we all stand equal in that we've all committed sin, transgression, and we are out of a relationship with God. That would be true because of sin. But we can be accepted by fearing God and working righteousness. Of course, the righteousness of the gospel. You see, it comes back to the content of your heart. Now, sometimes people, they misinterpret that, oh, you shouldn't be judging, and judging just is wrong, and blah, 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 blah. Well, no, when we're talking about character, actions, words, attitudes, a reflection of the heart, yeah, the content of your heart, yeah. Yes, we can determine and make judgments based upon that. You know, that's what Jesus said in John 7, when you judge a righteous judgment. Don't be judging on the outward things. And that's the problem with partiality, prejudice, that we're judging based upon the outward things. Oh, well, look, he's wearing really nice clothes. Well, he must be a good person. I'll accept him. Well, he's wearing, you know, kind of old, outdated clothes, and they're kind of shabby, and, you know, and, well, we just kind of, well, that's not fair to make those types of judgments. What's the character of a person? What's the choices and the lifestyles that people choose to make? Yeah, that of course, is whether we're going to be accepted with God or not. And how we ought to deal with other people. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? You see, the kingdom is to those that love God, not to those that, you know, they wear certain types of clothes, or they live in a certain neighborhood, or they're a certain, you know, they're of a certain gender, or they're a certain nationality, or a certain color of their skin. No. No, God judges whether we love God, whether we're working righteousness, whether we're serving him, whether we believe and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. That's the kind of judgments that God makes. That's the criteria, whether we be accepted or rejected, whether we've accepted the gospel. Not do we wear designer clothes. Not that we have certain amount of education. Ah, well, you know, they dropped out of school. You know, they only made it to the 8th grade. They only made it to the 6th grade. They got to the 9th grade and they quit. Well, sometimes there are circumstances that, you know, impels. Suppose your father died and your mother's raising you and she gets bad sick. Well, what do? Go off to school and just let her lay there in the house and die? Or do you stay there and take care of your mama? You see, lots of times there's other circumstances that are involved and dealing with. So, let's not judge based upon the outward things. A respecter of faces, literally a respecter of faces, no. And so, James, he describes how, in general, it is the poor that accept the gospel, and the rich so often that they reject the gospel because they, why do I need God? I've got plenty of money. I've got a good job. I've got a nice house. And so often, but that's just kind of in general, there are people that are well-to-do that accept the gospel, and there are poor people that reject God. That's the point we need to see. Do not they blaspheme the worthy name for which you're called? So many who are rich and powerful, they just utterly reject God, disdain God, and care nothing for God. But that isn't all. And it would be just as wrong to say, well, all rich people are bad. Well, that's not true. All poor people are good, and that's not true. All black people are bad, and that's not true. All white people are bad, and that's not true either. All white people are good? Nope. All black people are good? Nope. The question is, what's the content of your heart? What's your actions, your deeds? That's the important thing. James goes on to say, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. And that's the royal law. Love your neighbors yourself. I mean, we don't look at ourselves and say, well, boy, you got like a You got a little wart there on your hand. Well, we're just going to chop that hand off. Well, we don't do that to ourselves. We're out and, hey, we get dirt on our shoes. Boy, we're going to throw those shoes away. You're just worthless, no good for nothing. But stuff happens. It wasn't your fault your shoes got dirty. Maybe there's something greater that came up that you have to run and grab the child from getting into the road, and you step right in the mud. See, the point is, don't be judging based upon the outward things and what people look like. But James goes on to say in verse 9, but if you have respect to persons, that is, you are a respecter of faces, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Now, if we show this partiality and this prejudice and this respect of face, respect of persons, this prejudice, okay, well, be it known, you commit sin. You're doing wrong. It's not right. And God has told us 2,000 years ago that it's not right. I mean, we don't have to have some movement today. Now, is there people who are racist that, they judge people based upon their race or upon their nationality? Yeah, but they commit sin. It's wrong. You can't blame everybody. You can't blame all of society because you got some bad apples. It's like you got a barrel of apples, and you got two or three bad ones. Well, the stink gets all over others, but you can't say they're all bad. And that's unfair. I mean, yeah, you could have somebody that they show prejudice to people who are black. Well, that's wrong, but that doesn't mean everybody. And you could have blacks who show prejudice toward the whites or toward the Latinos. Well, that would be wrong, but doesn't mean everybody's that way. You see, that's not fair to jump to a conclusion because you met somebody that was bad. One day there was, I had something in a yard sale, and there was a Latino lady. She was, I believe, actually from Guatemala. Anyway, lives in the country, and anyway, we got talking, and of course, I've traveled into Latin America, and it's like she, of course, experienced a lot of people that just seem to kind of frown upon her because she's Latina. And after talking with her and different things, she said, well, boy, you give me hope that not everybody's like that. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you may have bad experience with somebody of a certain race, but that doesn't apply to all the race. That just applies to that person because of mistreatment. It's a sin. That's what James says. Those who show prejudice and partiality, they commit sin. But whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Doesn't mean that you've committed every sin under the book, but you're just as guilty. A criminal is a criminal. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if you commit no adultery, but if yet you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and so do ye, that you shall be judged by the law of liberty. And so let's not, hey... I mean, if you're going to show prejudice, that doesn't mean you're a murderer. But prejudice is sinful just as being a murderer, just as being as a thief, an arsonist, a rapist. I mean, sin is sin. Transgression is transgression. And so God speaks very plainly that we should recognize that we all emanate from one blood. I mean, that's what Paul said in Acts chapter 17 there. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. So we all, you know, we all bleed red blood. So let's not be judging based upon the outward things. Now, character? Yeah, we can look at character and say, well, that's wrong. Those are bad actions. Those are bad deeds. That shouldn't be done. And you need to repent. You need to come to God. And you need to accept the gospel. And so God speaks pretty plainly that prejudice and partiality is a sin. Well, we appreciate you listening. Hope that you'll tune in next week as we study again from the Scriptures.